येन प्रयुक्तोऽयं पापं चरति पुरुषः अनिच्छन्नपि वासनया बलादिव नियोजितः कामैः क्रोधैः रजोगुणसमुद्भवः महात्मा महापापा विद्धि एनम् यः वैरः। तो कृष्णा दिस इज अ वर्सेस टू वर्सेस फ्रॉम भगवद गीता थर्ड चैप्टर वर्स नंबर 36-37। कृष्णा अर्जुन इंक्वायर अथा केन प्रोजेक्ट पापं चरति पुरुष। हाउ ए मैन बिकॉज पाप मीन्स सिन एंड पुण्य मीन्स फायर इज फायर एंड डीजल दी टू activities are concerned to the human pap and puna. It is not to the animals. They are not subjected to the rules and regulations. Just as state laws are meant for human beings, not for the cats and dogs. Just like you drive your car, and now it is really a shift to the right or shift to the left?
Left.
Yes. In America, it is shift to the right. So, if you have against the law of the state, if you drive your car at a right or left, because in different countries it changes. So, you become gay. But the dog, but the cat, but the car, if it all crosses his own right or left, it is not successful. Therefore, all laws, all scriptures, all regulations, everything is made for the human. Not for the cash and dogs. Therefore, any society which is not subjected to the rules and regulations, this is any nation. We are trying to flee from the rules and regulations, but that is meant for the enemy, not for the user. Therefore, we want freedom. We say in the world, don't want to be regulated. That's not possible. By nature. Suppose you can eat up to certain extent, say 8 ounces you can eat. As soon as you eat 10 ounces, immediately you can eat. Other man, he can eat 16 hours. He does not fall ill. But your capacity, suppose he can eat 8 hours. Because that any man can eat 15 kilograms, 30 pounds. You cannot eat in 1 kilogram. So different persons, different living entities, they are different men. They have got different body according to the nature's law. You cannot violate the nature's law. If you violate, you don't give it up, you don't fight. Similarly, in the human society, civilized human society, there are principles, laws, one has to obey. And then you obey. is the judge. How he obeys his eighth law. He has to obey. If you don't obey, then there's no judge. So, this is going on. But also inquire a very intelligent question. That, apakena prithitoyam papam charati purusha. Anichanabi brahmeya bolari bhuniyam. My dear Krishna, what is that power which forces us to come and see for them? I don't like comparing, just like the living example. If he knows that if he comes there, he will be punished by the state law. He has heard it from the lawyer, from friends, and he has heard it from his teacher. No religious teacher will say that he wants sins. No. Either this is familiar or familiar. No religion will tell you that you will have a feed, you will have a bowl, you will have a sinful. No. So this teacher says that he don't become a feed. And the Lord says also that he don't need anything. He has heard. And he has seen it also. What is that? That a man who has stolen some property, he's arrested. The police is taking him to the factory, he's punished. So, if he knows that stealing is bad, he has seen it also that a thief is punished. He still becomes dead. How a man is forced to come in sinful activities. Demon, what is that force? Which influences him through good matter. You can win. But our conscious beats come out of the body. But he proceeds. So what is that for? Very intelligent for you. A fact we know for you, you know, power of the charity. Because to become Krishna conscious, it is not very easy thing. Krishna says is another. Right. Visham antavakam pāpam janānam pundakarmāma. Te dandamahodin maktam madanti māma vilam satāma. These boys and girls hope to see that engaged in the service of the God. They are not arguing for it. They are reaction of sinful life. Therefore, they are so stimulated. And 24 hours we see God in the morning, oh God, they are engaging, visibility. They are coming from your community. They are not imported from India. That their wives are embraced there, soon as they are told. They are not attached. Exactly as the Lord will rise, they'll take part, they'll offer us the opposed law, and then we, all regulated principles, will do. And that is the sign that they are free from the reaction of all sinful activities. This is the sign. This is the proof. Because Krishna says, that Jesus is on the ground of Papa. One who is completely free from all sinful reaction of love, faith, such person, Dhamma Mahadev Mukta, without any dread. Because if I say outside that you come early in the morning and you take your bath and engage yourself in some dancing. You are careful. Unless one has developed a sense of sadness to Krishna, what can I do? It's not so easy. But it's not so easy. This is the proof that one has become free from all sins. Because we have to understand by the Veda. As soon as you see one man is sitting on the bench of the high court, you must know he is very darkened man, God has done. Just part of it. That is the test. You cannot ask the high court judge, have you passed your any examination? No, there is no Veda, no study. Because he is sitting on that type of bench, it is the manifestation that he is a Dharmic scholar, he is a great lawyer, therefore, government has given this law. Similarly, as soon as you see somebody that is in Krishna's regulative studies, you should know that he is above all kinds of the astrology. This is the proof. Now, we prescribe four regulative principles. When our student becomes serious to initiate it, we ask that he must give us these four principles. So, no easy sex life, no gambling, no meat eating. We stop now sex life. And no intoxication. So, it is very difficult for the Western people to give up on these four things to sex life. Because these things are ordinary beings. There people are accustomed to all these hells from the hell's gate. Even one very big man, Lord Jagran, he stopped. The one of our God brothers went to London and he made Lord Jagran. Really, got some production data from India. This last gentleman, sometimes he was governor of the North. So when he was student, he came to our college. He was very young and philosopher, especially the lover of Indian philosophy. So, that my God brother found the Marquis of this land. He is glad. There is nothing in can you make me a money? He said, why not? He can make me a money. So, what is to be done? So he asked him that he give up these four principles of sinful life. No easy sex, no gambling, no meat and no income. They immediately replied, impossible. This is not possible. This is our life. We cannot give up. So, that's how he replied, and he cannot give up. This is the truth. So, Brahmana means one who knows God. Brahma Jnana Kirti Brahma. Brahmana is not by birth. Then anyone who can understand what is law, he is a star. The same example. Anyone who is highly learned, scholar, and lawyer, he becomes a high court judge. All, if you see one high court judge, it is to be understood that he has passed on. Similarly, Brahmana means one who knows God. Unless you know God, unless you know Krishna, You cannot engage yourself fully, devoutly in the service of the Lord. Because Krishna is unlimited. It is not possible to know Him fully. But, sarva-vyapta-dhamma, if you understand Him slightly, it is not possible to understand Him fully. Right. Then, He becomes Brahma. The Brahmana means there is no sinfulness. All pure fire's life. Sattam Soutam, Sattam Soutam, Aktiktam Dhyanam, Vikyanam, Samam, Dhamam, these are the qualifications. Sattam means the Brahmana is truthful. He is controlling the mind, he is controlling the senses. Samam, Dhamam, Vidhika. His tolerance and Ardhavan is very simple. Life is very simple. Jnanam, full of knowledge. Vijnanam, practical application of knowledge is life. And Astitam, believer, not unbeliever. Believer in the existence of God. These are the qualifications of Brahma. So, the more one becomes sinful, he becomes degraded more and more. Therefore, there are divisions of the society that should be, unless you manage society into divide, into the principles, as they are spoken by Krishna, Jatu Panna Maya Krishna, Guna Panna Vivaha. Guna Panna, according to quality and what? Just like if you are qualified medical practitioner, you are for the past medical exam, that is required. But you must practice also as a medical practitioner. Then it will reach the body, as physician. If you simply pass your medical examination and sit down at home, nobody will call you physician. When you practically engage yourself in medical business, then it will be published. If you pass your law examination, don't go to the poor, don't practice, nobody will call you poor, lawyer. Any business, suppose you know how to deal with logistical meetings. But if you do not do any business, if you sit down at home, nobody will call you business. When you practice, then you will be poor, with knowledge. Similarly, the society should be divided with quality and what. That is scientific society. So that quality can be divided into four. Because there are three qualities in the material nature. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. So, goodness, those who are qualified in goodness, they can be called as Brahma. Those who are qualified in passion, they can be called as Kshatriya. Kshatriya means the politicians, administrators. Brahmana means highly learned scholars, philosophers, theologians, theologians, priests, planners. They are called Brahma. So this society's division is already there. Anywhere you go, all over the world, the division is already there because there are three qualities of nature and any man is high, he must be under one body. So according to that quality, he is divided. As the Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Quality, not equality, atoms. So, the society should be divided into four classes of men. That is matter. That's why in your body there are four divisions. The head division, the arm division, the belly division, and the leg division. You cannot avoid. If you simply say that I shall keep my head on, but that is not possible. If you say that I shall keep my legs on, no, that is not. If you say that I shall keep my hands on, no, that is not. You must keep the four things. The head, the arms and the belly and the legs. That your body is a healthy condition and you work very nicely. When you have to do something, you have to catch your breath. That is business of the day. When you have to protect yourself, your hands will be there. If someone comes to attack you, you immediately expect the attack or take some weapon to protect you. So this is it. And when you want to digest food, you tell you. Because you're not digesting food, but you get distressed. That is all. And when you want to move, you let something. Similarly, the society should be divided into four classes of men. The persons who are really possessing brain, that is Krishna consciousness. So, at the present moment, there is need of such men. What kind of man? Krishna consciousness. What is that Krishna consciousness man? And one who knows himself and knows God. That is first class intelligence. The society is now practically composed of the legs and the belly. The hands and heads are gone from the humanity. So there is confusion because there is no head who can give you full consultation how life should be there, how we should make progress in life, how we shall fulfill our human mission of life. The head is gone. In every country, those who are supposed to be and the counselor in the matter of giving people good ideas, how to conduct society, that man, class of man is finished now. Similarly, the administrative class of men, nowadays they are democracy. There is no trained administrators. Anyone from the third class, fourth class, brain of society, if someone has a get some role, he comes to the top. But that should not. Everyone should be educated. In Satya, formerly there was king. According to Vedic idea, the kings were sufficiently educated how to administer the citizens, how to give them all compounds. It's like in Maharaj Vidhi's time, in time from Sriman Bhagavatam in Sriman, that people were so happy that even there was no excessive heat or excessive cold, and nobody was anxious. Everyone was free. That is the first duty of the government to see that every citizen is happy. It is a great sign, Krishna consciousness. It is not that we are simply concerned with worshipping this dog. We are not calling from both. It is a sign how to make people happy in this life as well as next. Not only in this life, but in the next life. Because this life is preparation for the next life. That like childhood, boyhood, youthhood is the preparation for the next life. Why we send our children to school? Because that is preparation for the next life. Otherwise they can play all the night, all the day. Why you should be getting trying access to send them to educational institutions? It's the present for the next life. Similarly, this life is also meant for the next life. Evolution. By evolution, from aquatics to the birds, bees, insects, animals, then we come to the human form of life, especially a civilized human form of life. So, if you prepare yourself in this life, the next life you can improve more. You can become very God. You can go to higher planted system where duration of life, standard of comfort It's very, very hard. Thousand times. Similarly, you can transfer yourself to the level of God. These are stated in the Bhagavad Gita, right? Jānti jīva bhata dīvān pṛthīṁ jānti pṛthīṁ bhata bhūtetā jānti pṛthāni bhajjāni nāti jānti māṁ. So this life is superstition. Again, darlings, so, if you do not prepare yourself in this life, if you simply become engaged in sinful activities, then you will be here. As you are telling that to the human form of life, if you do not utilize this human form of life, if we behave like animals, then we shall be converted again into animals. People not afraid of becoming animals. I have heard so many people. But suppose if you become animals, next time, he says, what is the heart? People have become so degraded that one does not become afraid of becoming animals. The thing is, so because their life has been so modest, it is no better than animal life. So they do not see any difference between animal life and human life. Therefore, to become animal or human beings is not wrong. This is the question. So this question was raised by for John. That this life is meant for elevating other as standard of life. While people, they regret. Why they are degraded? So, Krishna, and this question was raised by Arjuna to Krishna. Krishna answered, Kama esa krodha esa rajaguna samurbhava. Kama dear Arjuna, this is due to lust and anger. Kama esa krodha rajaguna samurbhava. This is due to our association with the modes of material nature known as passion. Mahasam. Therefore, these two things, Kama means lust and Krodha, anger, they are our greatest enemies. Lust and anger. Mahasam, Mahapapma, they are the greatest sins. Mahapapma, Vichi Enam Yogur Vino. So, you should always construct them as your greatest thing. Tamanto. That makes us entangled in this material form. Rajaguna. And lower than that, Kamaguna. Kamaguna is ignorance. So, there is a very nice argument when I answer the question. So, in order to make progress after that, you must give up these two enemies, Kama means lust, and this is the proposition of Krishna. Kama is a prudhaisa, rajaguna samurta. Rajaguna means passion, to become passion. So if we want to control passion, then we have to eat in such a way, live in such a way, live in such a way that we control pattern and come to the platform of goodness. From ignorance we come to the platform of pattern and from pattern. Ignorance means full class. They do not want to work. And the pattern means they want to work from sense. This is the passion and ignorance. And those who are in the mode of goodness, they want to work for the realization of God. Going to be planet, higher planet system, different planet system. They do not think that there was better on this. No, that is not the fact. Just like this planet is full of many entities. Similarly, all other planets are full of many entities. There are different grades. Just like in this planet also, there are inhabitants in Africa, and there are inhabitants in Europe, America, Australia. And the quality of man is different. Similarly, as we find different qualities of man, even on this planet. Similarly, in other planets also, there are different qualities of human beings. Similarly, in the higher planetary system, they are more intelligent than the human beings. Those who are the platform of goodness, they are promoted to the higher planetary system. Above our planet, there are so many other planets. This is called Bhūloka. Above this Bhūloka, then Saruloka, then Janaloka, then Tapaloka, then Mahaloka, then Sattaloka, then there is spiritual star, then there is spiritual planet. So many things. It is not that we are Upamandugamya. Upamandugamya is Dr. Shaw. A frog lives in a well. A tree lives in a well. That if it is formed, that is the Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean. It becomes surprised. How is that? But that Pacific Ocean, he laughs. He tried to measure Pacific Ocean from the West. So that is not possible. One who is living in the West, he must get information of the Pacific Ocean. He cannot get out. So similarly, God's creation is very, very vast. It is not within your imagination. You cannot know even within this universe. This universe, you are trying to go to the moon planet that you also tell you. That is the nearest planet. And then you can see millions and trillions of planets, all distributed within the universe. And not only this one universe, there are millions and trillions of universes. This information is given. There are innumerable universes. And so many universes are coming out from the beginning of Mahavishnu. Just say the Vishwasitatara. So God is not so cheap. We have got conception of God. That we take conception from the Shastra, from the beginning of one of the portion of God. Mahavishnu. The innumerable universes are coming out, and this is when we are excelling in it. The excelling universes are coming out, and in it, universes are going within the lost field of God. We understand that is God. Not a magician, because who can become a magician? That innumerable universes are coming and going in the breathing process. That is God. So, there are so many information we have to get from this Atma and prepare our body for the next. And it is needed in the Bhagavad Gita. Uddhanga Sandhi Sattva. If you give your breath in the Sattva, then you are elevated to the apparent system or to the spiritual world. So this training is the consciousness strength key. Not to be promoted within the universe. Within the universe there are many planets to be promoted. But the Krishna conscious people, they want to go back to home, back to home. God. That is their plan. And that is very easy, possible. And it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. the Janma Bhama may be called Janma. If you simply try to understand Krishna, simply by understanding Krishna, you get that position. What is that? Tapta Deham Punar Janma. After, when everyone has got to give up this body, that's a fact. Even people do not know that after giving up this body, I have to accept another body, bigger or lower, according to my karma. There's no such definition of knowledge. But these are the facts. We have to change this body as we have changed from body, baby, into childhood, childhood, into childhood, and into. Similarly, after giving up this body, I will have to accept another body. Now the question is, what kind of body I shall accept? This preparation is necessary. So, people are meant for this purpose. But, due to this lust, tama and bhojan, and their needs, therefore Krishna is advising that control these two things. These two enemies, tama, lust, and then in the place in the platform of goodness and your life will be illuminated. But the Samantha said moment is so nice that you can transfer your lust into love for God. Everyone is lusty. Everyone is lusty, man or woman, everyone is lusty. But if that lust can be converted to love of God, Krishna, then your life is lusty. The same gopis. The gopis, they were young girls, and Krishna was young boy. So, they were attracted by Krishna. They did not know that Krishna is God, but they were attracted by Krishna, and Krishna's exclusive is used. Kama, Kama, they were attracted. Similarly, Kamsa was attracted to Krishna by Krodha, the hand. Last time, the gopis were attracted to Krishna by love. And Kamsa was attracted by anger. So, in these base mentality, if it is utilized for Krishna, that means, if we want to use our anger upon Krishna, and if we want to utilize Krishna for satisfying our love, then also we don't say Krishna Kamsa and ideas. And that is possible. That is possible. But Krishna Kamsa's next moment is so nice that you can utilize your anger in for Krishna. Just as Hanuman. Hanuman, he became very angry and he set back to the golden kingdom of Rama. That is anger. Because without being angry, we cannot step back to other's house. So he did it. But he did it for Rama's, not for his personal sense. So this Kama Krodha, everything, and not from last half to say, Kama Krishna Varnatpana. Kama, you can easily tell it. So Kama, lust, for Krishna. I want to do this for Krishna. I want that, like this, for Krishna. There are very ordinary people who are working day and night, very hard. But what is the purpose? The purpose is so imperative. The same desire, strong desire, that I must get it done, I must study it. But Krishna, then it is done. Krishna power process. We say, all process. Simply, you have to change the consciousness. In the material world, the consciousness is for self-gratification. I want to possess this thing because I want to satisfy my sense. This is the impetus, economic impetus. Otherwise, nobody would want. He wants to satisfy senses or expanded senses. His senses, and family senses, and nation senses, community senses, the purpose is self-gratification. It may be centralized or expanded. This is the one way. This is another one consciousness. The other consciousness, not other, the consciousness is there as a different person. If it is changed into Krishna consciousness, as our consciousness is now, for my self-definition, my society self-definition, my nation self-definition. Similarly, if we change into Krishna self-definition, then we become body. This is the consciousness movement. We have nothing to love. It is already there. The karma, the lust is there, krodha is there, loga is there, greediness is there. Everything should be changed on this non-perspective. But you cannot manufacture that I am doing this for Krishna satisfaction. It must be confirmed by Krishna. All Krishna representatives. Then such kind of activities will lead you to the highest perfection of life. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. But that as perfection of life. The as perfection of life is Sapta Deham Punar Janman Dhani. After giving it, we have to give up this one. This is the last word. So, the problem is, after giving up this body, what sort of body I am going to accept? That is actually all in the Bhagavad Gita. The Sapta Deham. After giving up this body, punarjanma. Punarjanma means rebirth. Rebirth, there is no rebirth. There is no rebirth means there is no rebirth for producing a material birth. Because the spirit soul has neither birth nor death. There is no question of rebirth. Because he has no birth. You, he, and everyone. We have no rebirth, neither you are born. Majayate not merely for us. A living entity is never born or never died. What is this birth again? This is the change of the form. Change of the form. So Tattvāde haṁ punarjanma naite, after giving us this material body, he does not accept material body. But he has got already spiritual body that remains. And that was. And that is transferred to the spiritual world. That is the high consciousness of life. Tattva deham punarjanma naiti. Punarjanma naiti. He does not get rebirth. He is a material body. But he comes to me. Comes to me. Krishna, our Lord, he is all spirit. Therefore, we have to go back to God and into his spiritual body, not his material body. That is your highest perfection. Mama is the home field, this parallel, that is the high perfection. If anyone comes back to Krishna or God with his spiritual body, then he does not come back within this material world, which is full of miserable condition, dukkhala. That is Maya. We are always in miserable condition of life, but we do not understand. This is not Maya. This is the low, cats and dogs and animals. There is a miserable condition of that, but it does not understand. There is animal. There is fog, is eating stew, and lying in his leg, but he thinks that he is very happy. He thinks. This is called Maya. Prachanna Siddhartha. You are in most available condition of life, but still I am thinking, I am very happy. This is called Maya. But those who are not in that condition of life, they think, oh, how have you got this? Because when you see a fog is eating stew and lying, it's a stew to them. Come back. But he's thinking that he's very happy. That is applicable to everyone else. We are not actually in happy condition of life. We are distressed condition of life, miserable condition of life. But by the influence of nature, by the modes of nature, we are thinking that I am happy. That actually not happen. Our actual happiness is, that is also pointed out in Bhagavad Gita. Our actual distresses are janma mrityu jara vyadhi. Janma. To take birth, to die, to become diseased or to become old. These are our real distresses. But we don't care for it. Neither you know how to get out of it. But this is possible. Like a Satan, like, oh man, you can get up, get out of all this miserable condition of life, you can go back, come back to Godhead, and you have your eternal life. And eternal, you can enjoy life with Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness moment. Try to understand. Thank you.
How long is this? How long is the transmigration?
Transmigration?
From one life to another.
One life to the next.
So that guy depends on the duration of life. For human being, suppose we can be for 100 years, at most. Yes, that is at most. Nowadays, nobody is living for 400 years. Because as the days are going on, people are becoming sinful, and their duration of life also becoming reduced. It will be so reduced that in future, if a man lives for 20 to 30 years, he will be considered as very old. That is telling him. And actually, you take information of your grandfather, your father, and your age. It is reduced. It is simple. But the maximum a human being can be is round about 100 years. So it depends literally on the ant's life, or the dog's life, or the cat's life, or the horse's life, or the elephant's life, like that. The tree's life, the tree leaves for thousands of years. As anyone seeing San Francisco, then you are already in the spiritual platform. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. They are in the spiritual world. Just like your embassy, Australian embassy, the members of the Australian embassy, suppose they are in foreign countries. They are not in foreign countries. They are in Australia. You know, this international law. Suppose an embassy man has committed some mistake or violated the state law. He cannot be arrested so long as he is in there. He cannot be arrested unless the particular government hands him over. This is the etiquette. Suppose your Australian sea goes to India. So long you are on the Australian sea, you are not under Indian law. These are international. Similarly, so long one is engaged in Krishna service in this temple, he is not in Melbourne or in this machine. He is in the spiritual world. This is the thing.
In your book, Easy Journey to Other Planets, you've got your after death, the sun promoted to the moon, and you receive the capacity to enjoy drinking a soma rasa. What is
used there? In Soma, the whole planet is very cold. That is also accepted by the Russian scientist. He said, well, I think Noah, that the temperature of the moon planet is 200 degrees below zero. It is very cold. Use certain kind of vegetable juice which is called somora. Beverage. It's like you drink in your country. Beer and liquor. Similarly, they also drink the somora. Is that clear?
And when it's pulled up in the big leader, what was it they worked
with? Yeah. Yes, they did the correct test, they could great hand, how we can go to the moon planet. That is the question. That is the great hand in the Bhagavad Gita. Jyanti Jiva Prasadhi. Divan. Divan means the planetary system occupied by the daily gods. You can go there to prepare yourself to go. That's right. And you cannot go by this Sputnik. That is not right. You have to prepare. Just like to come to a country, one has to prepare to take the visa, to take the passport, to take the permission, so many things. Not that all of a sudden he comes and enters. That's not possible. So if it is not possible within this planet, how are we expecting that you go to the moon planet, which is inhabited by the demigod, while you are making the push? No, you cannot. These are nonsense. That is a standard. Giant. You have to prepare yourself to go there. First of all, you cannot go in this body because the temperature is so low. You cannot be there.
And if I wanted to read the Rig Veda, which version could I read? Which would you recommend?
No. When you read Vedas, you read everything. Like this portion of that one. The Buddha, the whole time which is teaching, Kandishmo, Paramatmanam, Sadhapat, Santi, Sivudaya, that portion means what portion? The Buddha Vedas are divided into three portions. Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, and Upasana. Upasana means what? So there are recommendations. Or worshipping different types of daily gods. But the ultimate worship is recommended. Vishnu was Vishnu Paramparam Sadhapatam. So we are teaching that Vishnu was the topmost one. Then it is first class was that we are teaching.
In the three modes of material nature, do we fit into one category? Or is there a sharp mind dividing us from ignorant compassion and goodness? Or is it just a sort of maybe a blend of two or three?
Yes, according to the laws of material nature, if you are in the body of ignorance, then you have to gradually revert to the body of passion, then from the passion. Passion and body, you have to elevate yourself to the body of goodness. But this Krishna consciousness moment is so nice that you can immediately transcend all these qualitative modes of nature. Sabunam samapitta jitam. It is said here that anyone who is engaged in devotional service, he can transcend immediately all the qualitative stages of this material world. Sabunam samapitta jitam, Brahma pujartha. Just like these boys, European and Indian boys, they are practically in the most of past, but they have been elevated immediately to the spiritual platform, working to strong. That is what. Because if you go by step, you have to go step by step, but you capture the elevator, the lift, immediately within seconds, go. You have to. Topmost. It's a two process. So if you want to go step by step, that is your choice. But you can accept also the lift. Immediately the short process, all the steps and go to the top. Go.
We are given a body, or rather,
after it's Krishna in
this body, why
are
we born on this
earth,
and why do we have a body? If we are
meant to go to Krishna, you have a body, but that is spiritual form, and it's not material. Because you want to enjoy this material world. Therefore, the spiritual form, the India is Krishna. He's the only India. But as soon as you desire that you want to enjoy independent of Krishna, you are then completely
Why did I get all that
question
from you? That has to be
gone, doesn't it? No, your body, because you are part and parcel of God, God is the complete anywhere. So you have also the spirit to enjoy. But when you forget this principle that you cannot enjoy independently, you can enjoy along with Krishna, then you are perfect. But as soon as you want to enjoy independently, then you come to Krishna. Here in this material world, everyone is trying to enjoy life independently. The only simply teaching, no, that is not possible. If you want to enjoy independently, then you become subjected to the laws of material nature. But if you want to enjoy along with Krishna, then you are good. Just as in this temple, what is the difference between this temple activities and others? Here the center is Krishna. We are working for Krishna. We are eating for Krishna. You are walking for Krishna. You are talking for Krishna. You are also talking. You are also walking. You are also walking. The same thing right now. But the difference is here everyone is walking for Krishna. That is the difference. Therefore, it is not individual. So you can mold your life in such a way that you are for Krishna, that Tavoshi, that Juhoshi, that Rati, that Purusha, that Madhanta, then the life is perfect. Simply you have to change the concept that somebody is working for his self-gratification and somebody is working for Krishna's satisfaction. This is the difference. But after all, you have to work for satisfaction of somebody else. That is a fact. Now, for all of you, for all of us, we are working. Nobody can say that I am not working, or I am independent. Everyone is working. But they are working for their self-gratification. When we go to the office, apparently I work for the master, but I don't work for the master. I work for the money. And why do I want money for my self-gratification? But ultimately I am working for my center, neither for the master nor for the money. So this is our aim, for my center. The same sex, when it is applied to Krishna, and I am working for Krishna, and that is our real Krishna. Sarupena avasthiti, this is our real constitution. We have to work for somebody. We cannot have what individual? Either for your family, or for your master, or for your state, or for your community, or for you. Nobody is independent. But that independence is what? He wants what? But independently for Krishna, that's for Krishna. Very simple. It's not difficult. Simply, we have to change our mind. Lord has his own abode, which is called Goloka Vrindavan. That is the highest magic system. Below that, Goloka Nam Nidhan Talekatasa, below that, Devi Mahesa, his arms, his Devi, Devi Dham. This material arm is called Devi Dham. It is protected by Buddha. He is the superintendent of this Devi. Above that is Mahesa Dham. Mahesa Dham. Shiva Rupa. Above that, Hari Dham. Vaikuntha Rupa. Above that, there is Golabha Loka or Krishna Loka. So, Krishna Bhagavan says, devotees, they are transferred directly to the Golabha Vrindavan. Without any kyasma, this is the Vrindavan. Samsiddhim Paramangataha Vamuki Tapontiva Dukhalayam Nathasatam Nabhuvanti Mahatvam Samsiddhim Paramangataha. Very light person. One teacher, Krishna, in the Golabha Vrindavan. Now, that is the head person.